What's up, Zach Oates here, author, entrepreneur, and customer relationship guru. Welcome to Give an Ovation, Growth Strategies for Restaurants and Retailers, where we find industry leaders to share their secrets to grow your business. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, a customer experience and marketing platform that gets you more reviews, more feedback, and more revenue. Want to learn more? Visit ovationup.com. Wow, Bruce. Unprecedented times that we're in. Just to let everyone know, Bruce here with Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast, restaurateur, marketing guru, has an amazing podcast. And we actually have done another podcast that we recorded before that we'll launch later. But, you know, with everything going on, Bruce and I were actually just chatting about something else. And he was having some great ideas. We're having a good conversation. We're like, let's just record this because we know there's a lot of people who need some help in these times. So, Bruce, what are your people seeing? What are your clients, customers, listeners seeing?
It's a tough time right now. Like, everybody's trying to figure out how they can stay open and stay afloat, which I think is the most important thing. And in my opinion, the most important thing that you can do right now is communicate with your customers, however that is, whether that be go to social, text messaging, email, literally picking up the phone and calling every single customer you have and letting them know you're still open and how they can still order from you or what your plan is. But I think communication right now is one of the most important things because I think people are fearful.
Yeah.
And their fear is of the unknown. They don't know what to expect. This is something that we've never had to deal with before and they don't know what to do. So if you are a restaurant owner and you can clearly communicate with your customers what the process is and what you're doing to make sure that everything is safe and you're still there for them, I think that is the most important way. And you need to use every platform you can to get that message out.
Love it. Yeah. What about those people who maybe they've a little bit behind, maybe they don't have like a big social presence. Maybe they haven't done a great job collecting phone numbers or texting. Like, what do you think they do?
You're screwed. No, I think you use this as an opportunity to pivot and realize that, you know what? You made a mistake. You didn't have a presence on Instagram or you didn't have a presence on Facebook or you weren't collecting emails or you weren't collecting the data from your customers and realize that, listen, if you are, hopefully you've been putting money aside and taking 10% of your profits and putting them aside and not touching them and you have a little bit of money set aside because this thing will pass. Like as fearful as everybody is, and as much of a shit show as it is right now, 4 to 8 weeks from now, everything will start to get back to semi-normalcy, hopefully. And when that comes, you're going to have a great opportunity to kind of hit the reset button on your business because there's going to be a lot of businesses, unfortunately, that don't survive this. And the ones that do are going to have a great opportunity to kind of start from zero. Make sure your help is trained properly. Make sure your systems are in place. Make sure you do have a plan for getting content out there and building a network on these platforms. Make sure you are collecting the data from your customers. I think that's going to be the great opportunity for people to kind of hit the reset button when this does kind of start getting back to normal.
Yeah, because we actually have some of our customers at Ovation. They're actually having better months now than they did last year the same time. Because we've been helping them collect all this customer information and they're texting their customers, letting them know when to come in, how to order. Yep. And I think that's been something that, you know, as we've seen that, you know, and I shared this with you and we've got a website about this. We'll put it in the links below, but that's why we're offering 1,000 free text messages for any restaurant so that we can help them. If they have the contact information, don't have a way to get it out. We want to help you get the message out there for it.
And that's great.
Something else you and I chatted about was delivery and like what your customers are kind of freaking out right now who maybe are a little bit behind the ball with the DoorDash Grubhub stuff.
Yeah. Hello. Let me get back to your question about the whole communication thing. Cause I want to touch on one other thing.
Please.
So we have a pretty good size following on social and with our email list and a couple of Facebook groups that we want. And we are seeing a direct impact on the businesses that have collected information or have communication with their customers. We've literally talked to hundreds of businesses and the ones that are saying, hey, listen, you know what? Sales are down a little, but they're not completely off a cliff are the ones that have built up a database of phone numbers, have built up an email list, do have a social presence, and they are pushing that message out there. And the ones that are hurting are the ones that haven't done that. The ones that are 50, 60, 70% off in sales are the ones that kind of just got complacent. So here's the thing. If this doesn't show you anything, it's to show you never underestimate the value of communication with your customer.
Yeah, right. Because yeah, a good ravioli isn't enough to stay in business in these days. You know, like
not if no one knows your ravioli is good.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like you've got to do what you can to communicate and communicate. And how that happens is going to change and evolve. And so it's about staying up with like, what is, as we talked about last time, what is your demographic and how do you communicate with them?
Yeah. It's as we move forward, it's a mix. You still need the mixture of emails, of phone numbers, of social presence, because you never know what's going to happen and you never know which one you're going to need. And if you can do all of it, and I don't mean like all of it, like spend all of your time on social media, but I mean like when a customer calls you or puts an order in, try to gather as much information as you can from them that you can use later on if you need to.
Yeah. Love that.
Now back to your question about the delivery thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's hard. I think people are trying to scramble right now. We, unfortunately for us, we work with a lot of pizzerias, a lot of quick service places that are kind of already set up to do either takeout or pivot quickly to delivery. So they're not having as bad a time as people who are like sit down restaurants who are trying to come up with a system on the fly of how they're going to either change their menu because their menu doesn't really go to takeout or delivery, or if it does go for takeout or delivery, how they're going to implement a delivery system in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's tough. I think you need to really sit down with your team and be like, hey, listen, we need to come up with a plan as a team really quickly. All of us, let's put our input together. How are we going to make sure that our customers can still order from us? If we have to change our menu completely, let's change our menu completely and come up with a menu that is great for takeout and delivery. If it's to come up with a different kind of menu where instead of one plate, you come up with family style options that you can come up with a quick menu and it's your same products. It's just bigger portions so people can more easily come pick that up, or you can do it curbside. We've seen people do tents right outside their business door. It's like an outdoor tent and that you would go to like a soccer field with. And it's just, they got signs on it. It says curbside pickup. There's a table on it. There's a kiosk right on there, an iPad that they can pay. And they just come and pick up their order. It's all touchless. So there's so many things that you can do to pivot, but you got to move quick because every day that goes by and you lose sales is the possibility of you not being able to open again.
Yeah, because I mean, looking at it from the White House just came out with something last night that was like, they're preparing for 18 months, right? Like
that's crazy.
We don't know. I mean, because it could happen. And then what happens is once we kind of get over this first hump, we could get a second wave or a third wave as people become complacent and go back out, right? And so we don't know how long this is going to be. And so we shouldn't treat it like I was listening to another podcast. He was saying, don't treat it like a blizzard, you know, treat it like a drought, or, you know, treat it like there's going to be, it's going to be long term. And so getting on that now, I think even if restaurants who haven't done that, they still should, right? Don't think it's going to blow over.
I think that, so I just did a podcast with, have you ever heard of Mike Michalowicz from he wrote the book Profit First?
No.
He wrote Pumpkin Plan, Profit First, the entrepreneur, Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. He wrote a lot of books. And we were just talking about this on the podcast about how important it is to, because when people think about running their business, they always think of sales minus expenses equals profit. And the profit is kind of whatever's left over. And that's what the owner gets to keep when the business is doing well. But instead, you have to look at it as if you need to take a little bit of money every week from your sales, whether it's 1% or 5% or however much you can afford to do without, and put it aside for emergencies like this. And the people who have done that over the year have some sort of reserve where they can get by a couple months because they did that. And if you didn't and you have no money in the bank, it's going to be hard for you to kind of pivot because your resources are low. And if you're solely dependent on whatever comes in this week to run your business and nothing comes in this week, then you don't really have a good business. And I think that's an opportunity for people to, when this does pass or we start to go back to normal, like even if it doesn't go 100% back to normal 8 weeks from now, get a plan in place for you to put some cash aside in the reserves. So if something like this happens, you're not totally screwed.
Yeah. So one thing that you had mentioned earlier is about like the family style, the menu changes. I've seen some people that are doing that really well and some people that are struggling, right? Like I saw one that was like, hey, you have to order 4 dishes, $10 fee on top of that, call in for an hour, then come pick it up. And it's like, it was so complicated. I couldn't even like read what their offer was, where someone else was like, family style catering for feeds 4 people, $35, right? Like,
yep.
It just made a lot of sense. What tips do you have of people who are trying to reevaluate, like, what do I offer and how do I make that simple?
I think you need to look at your menu, whatever it is. And if you have your most popular items, see how you can incorporate that into a takeout menu. You don't have to do every single item on your menu. And maybe this is not a good opportunity for you to go through your menu and be like, I've always wanted to eliminate these 3 things from my menu, but there's always that one customer who asks for it. Yeah. Maybe this is a good time for you to just eliminate those things from your menu and start afresh and come up with those dishes. Like you said, people order for convenience, for ease of use, and for price is the third thing. But if it's convenient and it's easy for them to figure out, price isn't as much of an issue. So you need to make it as easy as possible for your customers to be able to order from you. And that's either through text or email or through online ordering or phone call, really simple. And then they have to be able to figure out what to order. If they can't do those 2 things, then they're going to move on to the next place that makes it easier or simpler.
Yeah, totally. Because I mean, even last night, it's like, I was going to go pick up from one restaurant, but it was just so complicated to figure out what I was ordering. I ended up just going to Wendy's, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm just, whatever. And I think, and like we talked about earlier, it's not too late to start. I joke around that you're screwed, but you're not. Get a social media account, start text messaging or calling your customers, or set up an Instagram account, set up a Facebook account, because if somebody really has been a loyal customer of yours for a long time, even if you have no data or no social presence, they are, in the midst of what we're doing right now, going to go and look you up online to see how you're handling the situation. And they don't care how many followers you have or how many people liked your last post. But if you've had a loyal customer who wants to order from you but isn't certain as to how you're handling the situation, and they go to your Facebook page or they go to your Instagram account and there's a video of you explaining what you're doing and what the process is, that's all they care about. They don't care about how many followers you have or how many posts you have or how pretty your photo is. They just want to know that if they come to you, you're still open, you're handling the situation well, you have a menu that they can order. How do they do it and how do they get it for you safely? That's all they care about.
Yeah. I love that, man. So basically, one, communicate with your customers. If you haven't been doing it, it's not too late. 2, make sure you get yourself set up for delivery, takeout, carry out. It's not too late. 3, simplify your menu, make it easy. And 4, going forward, make sure you're always setting aside a percentage for a contingency fund, right?
Yes, 100%.
And they say, I don't know if it's the same, if you give the same recommendations, but a lot of times people will say you need to have at least 3 months cash flow on hand. That's like your emergency fund, is that you can run for 3 months without income.
Yeah. And it's going to be tough in the beginning, especially if you're not used to doing that, saving money. What we talked about on that podcast with Mike McCallis, he said, take a percentage out, put it in an account that you don't even see or ever look at. So it's almost like you don't even know that money is there. And it may take you a year to build up that reserve, but it's going to be so much less stressful once you do build up that reserve. Like in a time like this, where you do know that, you know, what if your restaurant can't open for the next month or two? If you have a 3-month reserve, you know, all right, at least I can get to that 3-month mark. And then if you can't open your business for 3 months, like, the world is kind of screwed already. I don't know if that's our biggest concern.
Yeah, seriously. Especially here in Utah, we even had our biggest earthquake in 30 years yesterday.
I saw that. I was thinking of you the other day when I saw that on the news.
Yeah. So anyway, things are crazy. Today there's going to be tornadoes happening in Oklahoma and Texas. So please stay safe. But yeah, I mean, things are getting crazy. Things, you know, we haven't seen the worst of it, but the way that I look at it is we'll get through it because we'll get through it together.
Yeah, I think I was talking about another podcast. If you look at China, so China, the really, from what they say and what the public, what they said publicly in China, the beginning of January was the worst of it there. And that's kind of when it started to get really bad. January and through February was the peak. And now it's, you know, March 19th when we're recording this, and China's starting to get back to normal. People are starting to return to work. The peak is over. People are starting to recover from this. So if we can look at that for our example, for us, it happened the beginning of March. So we're looking at beginning of May, mid-May, for us to kind of get back on track. So all we really need to do is get by this next 45, 60 days. And yep, if you can do that, things will start to normal out, I believe.
And I cannot emphasize this enough, social distancing, right? Like, yes, if you have to go out in public, please stay away.
My God.
I saw this funny meme. It was where's social distancing Waldo? And it was a black and white photo. And then there's Waldo sitting in the middle.
I mean, Zach and I look close, but I promise we're 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Bruce, any last words on how to get through the next couple months?
Ask for help. I think that a lot of people are, you know, if you need help with something or you have a question, or, you know, call your mortgage broker or your landlord or anybody you can and say, hey, listen, you know what? I'm going through a tough time right now. Help me out. I'm going to pay you your mortgage or your rent, but give me a month or two to get back on my feet. Like, don't be afraid, or don't let your pride get in the way from you asking for help. I think that can help you get through this.
Awesome. And then, As I've said through this whole thing, I think the most important thing that we can do individually is share the good, you know?
Yeah.
There's good out there. Find it, share it, make it, because people need it.
Two things. I'm going to share two things. Two people in my community who are doing amazing things. One guy is Justin Piazza in Arizona. He has three pizzerias, and what he does is he set up school lunches. So the schools closed down in Arizona, and he said, hey, listen, any kid who lives in my area, if you rely on school lunch for food for the day, come into my restaurant between 11 and 2 and I'll give you some free pizza.
That's
awesome. Which is amazing. He's got a ton of support from his community just by doing that alone. And another one is Sidewall Pizza Company in South Carolina set up a fund, and they are selling gift cards, and they are putting 100% of the sales from the gift cards they sell into a fund that's going to help their employees get by the next couple months. So that's another example of the community kind of helping and coming together to help everybody out. So there's always things that you can do. You've always been there for your community. Don't be afraid to reach out to your community and say, hey, listen, we need your support. This is how you can help us.
Awesome. Bruce, appreciate you coming on. Appreciate your advice, your counsel. Very sound. We'll get this together, get this out, and share the good.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
Glad you're with us today, and thank you. The risk takers, the troublemakers, the crazies who are keeping this world clothed and fed, you're the ones who truly deserve an ovation. Again, this podcast was sponsored by Ovation. To see how we can help you grow your business, go to ovationup.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, be sure to give someone in your life an ovation today.